Today on Harvey, a retrospective, we look at two varying situations arising from the hurricane. One addresses the natural world, where Hurricane Harvey damages some of the coastal plain's uniqueness, but at the same time enhances its growth. And then there's the other issue, with damages to precious treasured art and the outcome there. We speak with Dr. Larry McKinney, Executive Director of the Heart Research Institute, and Luis Pudon, Director of the Rockport Center for the Arts. Both men looking at Hurricane Harvey's damage in slightly different ways. Dr. McKinney outlines the two worlds. First, with how nature handles such a weather calamity.
It's been interesting to compare recovery of the natural ecosystem and the human ecosystem and how they are proceeding. And so from here, it looks like the natural ecosystem is ahead of our human communities here. And you might expect it because these natural systems have evolved over millions of years to respond to hurricanes. And so after some initial perturbations and things like hypoxia and that type of thing, the system settles down and takes advantage of all that mixing that's going on and is really going to produce an abundance of fish and shrimps and crabs for the next several years. We'll have, for those anglers and seafood lovers, there'll be an abundance of shrimp and crabs and fish all coming from this hurricane. And that seems to be all on track for what's going to happen here.
And while the natural world tends to find rejuvenation in the aftermath of a storm like Harvey, the human aspect isn't always as resilient. But Dr. McKinney points out neighbor helping neighbor is a driving force afterwards.
We have learned to live by the edge of the sea so we can predict hurricanes better and better. And our emergency response to them are nothing short of heroic. And in the immediate aftermath, it's really great to see all neighbors helping one another and that type of thing. But what we're seeing is not so good is the long-term recovery and how we deal with those problems. And because the funding agencies and the bureaucracy associated with that long-term recovery is just overwhelming. And so when you have communities that can't afford to bring in special people or understand that process, it's slowed down. So we're trying to work on that end to help out. So it's an interesting contrast. The natural ecosystem is coming back into where it could be normally, and the human's coastal system is a bit further behind.
Harvey's attack on the coastal bend was not without uniqueness of its own. But Dr. McKinney says that while the storm battered the coastline, it showed some interesting aspects, something new that this particular storm brought, and some hadn't seen before.
Hurricanes are devastating to us as people who have to live through them and really don't have a lot of experience with them comparatively. A natural system, the Gulf of Mexico, and you know, has been around for almost 300 million years. And as a result, and if you look at any map of trying to list all the hurricanes we know that have hit the Gulf of Mexico, it's like this giant bowl of spaghetti. So the Gulf and our coast have been hammered by hurricanes year after year after year. So the animals in the whole system, by necessity, have evolved to take advantage of that and to survive it. So that's why they're prepared and come back. So this is a pretty normal pattern. It's very normal. The one thing that was exceptional, of course, was on the upper coast where they had so much rain, where the system, you know, of course, the storm hit us twice. It came in, hit us, moved around Victoria, came offshore, then went back and it went up to Houston and then sat there and rained those unprecedented amounts of water. So that, in that case, there was so much fresh water coming out. That was something we've not seen before, but probably has happened in the past.
Meanwhile, one of the more celebrated structures in the community of Rockport, the Rockport Center for the Arts, was one of the many buildings that was devastated by the storm.
Our building was a gift from the O'Connor family. It was their weekend retreat home, basically, in Rockport, Texas. Their family from Victoria. And in 1983, our building was moved there, just about 30 feet away from Aransas Bay. And during Hurricane Harvey, it sustained what has been described to me by others that have more experience in construction and so forth as a catastrophic damage.
That's Luis Pudon, director of the Rockport Center for the Arts, who spoke to us just after Hurricane Harvey and outlined the extensive damage that the center endured. Keeping a close tab on Harvey was key to making sure everything in the center and all involved were safe.
We had done some preparations for the storm but we had very little time. As you know, our response time was minimal because the conditions and the strength of the hurricane forces were kind of changing by the hour. So I had been on vacation up until Monday before the hurricane, and I came back on Tuesday and immediately, you know, started paying attention to the storm system that was at the time in the Bay of Campeche in the Gulf of Mexico. And I started attending Emergency Operations Center meetings in Rockport, Texas, to learn more about what our authorities were advising our citizens in relation to the storm, in relation to preparation. And as the leader of a very large nonprofit that's been around for 50 years, I also wanted to have inside knowledge that I could share with my staff.
Meanwhile, as Hurricane Harvey gathered strength and battered the region, the Rockport Center for the Arts came away with structural damage and minimal damage to some of the artwork within its walls.
We have an extensive sculpture garden collection that includes the works of internationally renowned artists such as Kent Olberg. Two of them reside there at Rockport Center for the Arts. We have a fabulous sculpture garden. His pieces, thankfully, were not damaged. We had just dedicated one in March of this year. We also have the works of Jesus Morales. One of his sculptures was not damaged, but the pin that was holding it up was bent by the hurricane force winds. There were other damages to sculptural works, and they have a total of three of them. So those pieces were all salvaged and have been removed from the property, and they are now in the process of being restored.
Luis said the cooperation of the area's art community was a big help in keeping the center's artwork safe in the days after Harvey.
I've said this many times, that art has the power to heal, and I really do believe that. And I want our programs to be there when people eventually they're going to need respite, some sort of a respite from all of the cleanup efforts, from all of the salvage efforts, from all of the relief work, from all of the tree cleaning and brush cleaning and all of their repairs to their homes. And the Arts Center, Rockport Center for the Arts, will be there for them to give them that respite.
Since that interview with Luis, the Rockport Arts Center has moved and has received grants of $500,000 from the Rebuild Texas Fund and the Stillwater Foundation. A recent public meeting focused on a possible $5 million grant from the Department of Commerce Economic Development Administration, and the center is still in fundraising mode as a path to normalcy continues. The Heart Research Institute continues to study the local ecosystem's adaptability from such an occurrence like Harvey. The Institute has also received $300,000 from the National Science Foundation to continue the work on the ecosystem's recovery. Tomorrow on Harvey, a retrospective, some personal insights from a Rockport resident who lost his home, but is well on his way to regaining his residence.